This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We get a read on big picture economic growth three times for any given quarter. We get a quick estimate the month after the quarter ends. We get a revised update 2 months after the quarter in question ends, and then a final look 3 months on. That may be more than you wanted to know about how we get GDP, but I mention it because this morning brought us the revised look, that is the second estimate of economic growth in this country January through March. The Bureau of Economic Analysis says GDP grew 1.3% in Q1, that is annualized, of course, and it is down from 2.6% at the end of last year. Also down, corporate profits for the second quarter in a row. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reads the corporate economic tea leaves.
The Fed has been trying to slow the economy to bring inflation down for a while now.
At some point, one has to expect this to start working.
Matthew Spiegel at Yale School of Management says we're getting more signs lately that it is working.
Slow down the economy, by definition, is businesses are not going to have profits as high as they had before.
So is this good then, that corporate profits are down?
It depends on who you are. Everything in economics depends on who you are.
If you're a corporation, you probably don't love that profits fell in the first quarter.
But a 5.1% decline in profits is not all that big in the grand scheme of things.
Brian Bethune is an economics professor at Boston College.
It could have been a lot worse.
For what it's worth, that seems to be how the stock market is taking it too, says Bruce Sacerdote, an economics professor at Dartmouth.
The stock market is already looking over this valley to the next hill, and so the stock market is not freaked out about this.
And the rest of us shouldn't be either, he says. If anything, there may be a silver lining here for many people.
Maybe all the interest rate hikes that the Fed is putting us through are having in part the desired effect, and so therefore maybe they'll have to face less inflation at the grocery store and the gas pump, and that's a good thing.
Ultimately, Brett House at Columbia Business School says this decline in corporate profits may also signal something of a return to pre-pandemic normal.
I think it's part of a broader rebalancing. After some very high corporate profits, we're seeing them come down.
And overall, he says, the economy is still looking relatively resilient to what has been a fast pace of interest rate hikes.
And whether you define a soft landing as a mild recession or very weak positive growth, we are getting close to what could be a soft landing.
But, he says, if Congress and the White House fail to reach a deal to raise the debt ceiling, that soft landing will be out the window. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.